Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Rank Group PLC Interim Management Statement conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you'll need to press star and one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you this conference is being recorded today, Thursday the 17th of October, 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Burke. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Helen, and good morning, everybody. I'm joined this morning by Rank's Finance Director, Clive Jennings. Rank has had a disappointing start to the year. Group revenues had been adversely impacted by the hot weather in July, a lower casino win margin in London, and a particularly disappointing performance from the Mecca brand. During the period, the 19 acquired casinos performed well, and I am pleased to report that they have been integrated without issue. The capital improvement programs are progressing well and are on track. The group is taking both revenue improvement and cost reduction actions to mitigate the impact of the revenue decline, and these will start to take effect in the second half of the financial year. In conclusion, the board anticipates group operating profit for the full year to be marginally below market expectations. Now I'd like to hand over to you for your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from Vaughan Lewis from Morgan Stanley. Please ask your question.
Morning. Just one quick simple one. What's the gap between the revenue declines in Mecca and in like-for-like terms and reported terms? Is that just the machine gaming duty change?
Yes, it is.
There aren't any new clubs or anything?
No disposals, no new clubs, just the MGD, yeah.
And then sticking with bingo, can you break out sort of roughly how much of the decline in admissions is down to hot weather, and given you're pointing to the sort of ongoing sort of structural decline, is there a growing tail of unprofitable clubs now, and at what point does bingo become a real concern? Thanks.
I mean, the declines in July were sort of, you know, mid-double-digit declines for a number of weeks, but, you know, we've had single-digit declines consistently since then. I mean, these in the short term, obviously in the Q1, we will have had many more clubs move into a marginal position. But actually, our actions to, you know, improve revenue and reduce costs will have a positive impact in those clubs, as they will for the you know, more secure clubs.
And then just on that in general, can you just give us an idea about what these revenue improvement actions are, and how much of the second half improvement is reliant on that, and what the magnitude of the cost savings are in the second half? Thanks.
Yeah, I think, I mean, not surprisingly, one of the issues we've faced, the sector generally, is the consumer has had a number of years now of pressures on disposable expenditures with fairly flat incomes but rising costs. And so, you know, the core of our actions on the revenue side are to deliver more value to customers through getting the, you know, the prize board relative to the price paid to represent better value for money, and to using, you know, some cost efficiencies to do that, as well as some improvements in discretionary areas such as food and beverage and slots, where the customer still has been spending more, because that's entirely a discretionary choice. So there's no silver bullet from the point of view of getting all the clubs moving in the same direction at the same time, because, as you know, this is still very much a local market, where the 14 sessions played each week are influenced by local competitive market conditions and consumer reaction to those competitive conditions.
So most of the actions are in retail bingo, are they, by the sound of it, or is it across the group?
Most of the actions are in the sort of Mecca brand, both retail and digital. Obviously, we had plans in place in any event before we started the new year, but those plans have had to be amended particularly in the Mecca brand, in light of this Q1 performance. You can see on the casino side, aside from also being hit in July by the weather, which we talked about in our prelims in August, you know, we've had a change in the London win percentage, which happens in this business. So, you know, there aren't lots of additional actions in the Grosvenor brand over and above what we were planning to make anyway.
Okay, that's great. Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of James Hollins from Investec. Please ask your question.
Hi, two for me. The first one is, can you maybe give us like-for-likes for both Grosvenor and Gala separately, if you can? And the second one, really following on from Vaughan's question, what I suppose, best put it this way, what has changed within Bingo? I mean, obviously the weather was terrible for you. What has changed in this quarter to make you sort of accelerate revenue and cost initiatives? I think, you know, best will in the world, we all knew Bingo wasn't necessarily sailing. So what has changed? Is it customer reaction to your offer, or is it just, you know, any more detail would be great. Thanks.
Yeah, morning, James. The Grosvenor portfolio, as it was, the like-for-like revenues for comparable clubs were down 10%, and for the acquired casinos, recognising that, you know, we didn't have the business last year, and you know, these are our best estimates of the numbers for last year, were down 5%. On Bingo, I think if you look back at our second half last year for Mecca retail, you know, you will see softness also in the visits. I mean, if you go back a little further, actually, if you go back to 2008, once we'd stabilised the business after the smoking ban in 07 and the new Gaming Act, the business has been quite stable from 08 until the late part of 2012, calendar 2012, with visit numbers declining slightly, but spends, particularly on F&B and slots, increasing, you know, so that overall like-for-like revenues were broadly moving up, and you know, that's not a bad place. That's not been a bad place to be, given the sort of economic headwinds. However, since late 2012, you know, we can see that actually there's been much more softness in the visit numbers. It's the first time for 4 or 5 years we've not been able to increase our overall active customer numbers. We've seen an acceleration in the reduction in frequency. Our spends per visit, obviously, are still up because, you know, people, when they do reduce frequency, they tend to spend more on the sort of lower number of visits they make. So I don't think in the first quarter we've seen a new trend, actually. I think we've seen a continuation of something that's been in place for the best part of 9 months. And, of course, these trends get masked to some extent by unusual other events such as the weather, but you know, we've seen that they are there, and our focus is on building the value for customers, you know, in the way I guess you know, the sort of the food retailers are, you know, having to give customers more for the price they're paying, and that's true for us, and that's essentially at the core of what we're trying to do.
Okay, sure. And then, so is the best way to look at it for, I guess, H2 and particularly next year would be that you're doing enough to get admissions back up, but maybe sort of spend per head, i.e. better value for the customer, comes down a bit, having been going up? Is that how I'd probably look at it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the immediate priority, given where we've been, has been to stabilise the business at the level we hit, you know, post the sort of impact of the hot weather. And then to get growth such that we get back into like-for-like, you know, some small like-for-like revenue growth. But actually, I think stability in this channel, in this brand, in these times would be a success, frankly, and that's our current aspiration. I mean, we've got different aspirations over the medium term, but our current aspiration is to get to that stable position of revenues and cash flows.
Sure.
Some of the cash flow will inevitably mean that we're reducing capital expenditure for the retail channel.
Sure. And just sort of final one for me on that, without labouring the point, you're talking about taking cost out as well. Have they not been stripped sort of almost to the bare bones since 2007-08? Or obviously you're suggesting there's more to come.
Yeah, I mean, we took a huge amount of cost out in 2008, but we continue to try and find ways of running the business more efficiently. You know, we have been investing in our employment rota management systems, and that is delivering further benefits. So I think there are, still opportunities to make improvements in our cost base.
Okay, thanks very much.
Your next question comes from Nick Batram from Peel Hunt. Please ask your question.
Morning, Ian. I've got a few questions. Just on Mecca, I'm afraid, again, is that in terms of the lease profile of the estate, does that give you any opportunities to reduce the estate over the next couple of years by any significant amount, and particularly on the sort of the marginal clubs? And secondly, on Mecca, if I'm right, I think what you're partly saying as well is that rather than necessarily a structural decline in the attractiveness of the product, there's a key element of this is that your customer demographic perhaps is still struggling, perhaps more so than the casino demographic. And then if we can sort of pop over to casinos, just if you could put a bit more colour on what you've done so far in Gala, and sort of the time frame of when sort of the heavy sort of capex starts going in terms of products and conversions to G.
Yeah. Okay. Morning, Nick. Our average lease across the Mecca portfolio is still a 14-15 years. We've got a handful of those leases expire in the very short term. In the next couple of years, where the lease expires without any ongoing liabilities for us. Obviously, if we wanted to exit, and I'm not saying we have plans to do that today, but if we wanted to exit more leases, there would be a cost, and therefore, that's ultimately an economic decision at that point. On the point about structural demographics, I think we can see here as we'd had our own shock to the Mecca brand in 07, and then actually I think we were quite resilient as the economy itself then went into decline. And I think it's clear from the numbers that consumers in cut down on the big ticket items. We've talked about this a number of times over recent years. So they cut down on the cars and the holidays and the furniture, but they continue to spend on the relatively low ticket items, like going to the pub or going to the bingo. As the economy recovers, and I think all the evidence is, that there are encouraging signs in the UK economy. Just look at the car sales figures, reported last week. I think the consumer starts to spend on some of the big ticket items, but I think it's a while before the impact flows through to the, a business like ours. So, I mean, I'm not assuming any help from the economy in the next 12 months or so. I think anything we do for the Mecca retail business has got to be done through our own efforts to improve the value of the experience that customers are buying from us. And I do think you're right that the Grosvenor demographic is in a different place and has been under less pressure. I'm not saying they're not under pressure, because I think there's pressure in all parts of the UK economy, but they've been under less pressure than the Mecca demographic. On the acquired casinos, I mean, we've rebranded half of them or thereabouts now, and the rebranding will conclude shortly. We spend a lot of time with the general managers and the management teams, taking them through our sort of philosophy. We started to move table staking levels up to the levels within the Grosvenor estate. And in fact, we've started moving the Grosvenor table staking levels up as well in a number of our clubs. As we look at it from an overall risk profile, we've seen opportunities to do that. The bulk of the capex essentially falls into two components, around 10 million for improvement in product, and that's improving product in every casino, and it's table gaming product, electronic gaming product, and slots product, and that's all basically starting now and will run for the next 3 months. and then there's another 10 million going into the capital upgrade. So every casino will be refurbished. Some of that will be back of house areas. Some of it will be things like general decor and toilet improvements, but some of it will be quite significant upgrades, like the two we've referenced in the IMS at Leicester and Tottenham Court Road, which are both be finished by Christmas. They are around £1.4 million each. And then we've got a couple of other big ones starting in the calendar year 2014.
So, I mean, I suppose it's quite encouraging, the fact that the relative outperformance against Grosvenor before really any capex has gone into it.
Yes, I mean, and the capex we're putting in, we're doing all the things we've done in our own portfolio. So ticket in, ticket out, better slots, content, multi-game packs, new electronic roulette terminals with more options for the customer, and then some gaming table improvements, like putting in chipping machines and shuffler machines, just to improve the flow for the dealer to concentrate on the customer experience. So, they're all things we're not doing. I can't think of anything we're doing which we haven't already done.
Right. And sorry, but just before I let you go, can I just ask one more question, this time on Mecca Online, which, I mean, bingo's clearly been a very difficult market through sort of calendar H1 this year, and then, more recently in Q3, we've seen some poor numbers yesterday from 888. What has that done in terms of your thinking of, where Mecca Online goes from here in terms of, rebranding, marketing, products, international expansion, that type of thing?
I don't think the UK digital bingo market is currently seeing any growth, and I think the big challenge is to develop the experience for customers through product, service, and just the overall look and feel of websites. There's very little differentiation in the channel. So I think there's been no growth. So I think there's been, some significant market share movements. I think Gala have done particularly well in the last 9 months since they've moved to the Virtual Fusion platform. They've been gaining market share, but obviously, there's been a cost to them in doing that in terms of GP margins from moving from their own platform to a third-party platform. So I think in the short term, it's going to be competitive from the point of view of the marketing spends needed to even preserve the revenues we've got, particularly with a number of new entrants still coming into this space. But I think the challenge we're addressing ourselves to is, how do we create more points of differentiation which are sustainable and which reflect our overall sort of brand strength, which will allow us to achieve growth in the medium term and take the point of consumption tax hit as well.
Excellent. Thanks, Ian.
Your next question comes from Geoffrey Harwood from Oriel. Please ask your question.
Yes, good morning. I had two questions. First of all, the nature of the cost reductions within Mecca, it sounds as though they're mainly in-unit labour costs. And secondly, are we looking at some site closures, please?
We're not at the point of announcing site closures, Geoffrey. The cost reductions are in unit labour costs and in field support and support office support for the Mecca retail brand. And labour, obviously, is our single biggest cost, but we're also looking at, not surprisingly, every other cost line as well.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from Simon French from Palmure. Please ask your question.
Yeah, morning, Ian. I was a bit late on the call, so apologies if you've run through some of this already. But just taking your guidance for H1, total sales are up 15%, but you're saying profits are going to be materially below expectations, which let's say they're going to be down 15%. Is the big delta here really Mecca Bingo venues, and what should we think about profits doing there in the first half? And presumably it will still be profitable, but it doesn't feel like that profitable. And then secondly, can you just tell us what the like-for-likes would have been in the casino business if you strip out London? So just trying to strip out the impact of the abnormal win margin. Thanks.
Yeah, morning, Simon. Last year we reported 33 million operating profit, but of course when we come to report the first half this year against half one last year, we will adjust last year for the Blue Square numbers because, you know, Blue Square is obviously not a continuing business. And so the number for the first half last year on that adjusted basis will be sort of 37, 38 million. The like for likes on the Grosvenor business, I mean, broadly, the provincial business was flat. And in London, broadly, you know, we've got about a £15 spend per visit difference in the Q1 this year against Q1 last year, which is all win percentage. Last year, as we said in our prelims, the win percentage in London across the year was higher than the long run average, and that was true in the Q1 for last year as well in London. But nevertheless, this year the Q1 win percentage is below the long run average, and therefore, you know, doubly below the Q1 numbers last year.
Okay, so the sort of moving parts then in the H1 and the stripping out the Blue Square, that big movement in London, and then Mecca. I mean, it feels like Mecca profits are going to be down substantially year on year in the first half. Is that sort of fair? Sort of, we're talking maybe single digit profit in the millions in the first half. Is that how we should think about it?
Well, I think you've already identified the things that will drop. You know, will where we've given guidance, which will enable you to come to a view on the Mecca brand H1 numbers against last year. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Ian. Cheers.
There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, Helen, I think that means we've probably exhausted questions, so I'll draw the conference call to a close. Thanks very much for participating, and cheerio.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.